Symptoms like hot flushes and brain fog could be considered a disability. Health Minister Maria Caulfield says there are many things companies can do to support staff.
We're losing so many women who are the most experienced women in the workforce because of symptoms in the menopause. And there are some really simple things that employers can do to make the workplace better, from better ventilation through to the uniform that women have to wear.
One of Sir Keir Starmer's shadow cabinets confirmed the Labour leader did meet with the Commons Speaker before a vote on a ceasefire in Gaza. Yesterday, Sir Lindsay Hoyle allowed the party's amendment on a motion belonging to the SNP. He apologised, though 51 MPs are supporting a no-confidence motion. He'll meet with party whips later. Voters in Birmingham give their take on the fallout.
Dreadful the way it's been going, really. I mean, the way Rishi's handling it is awful.
I think Labour did that. A vote in our parliament is not going to change anything at all. And they're naive to believe it will.
Our government's. That's difficult because, again, I don't think they can really do much.
Nurseries are warning they'll struggle to cope with increased demand when a government-funded expansion of childcare takes effect in April. The Early Years Alliance says it could push up fees. Brazilian footballer Dani Alves has been sentenced to 4.5 years in prison after being found guilty of sexual assault. A court in Spain convicted him of attacking a woman in a Barcelona nightclub in 2022. New research suggests millions of staff are doing unpaid overtime, giving employers billions of pounds of free labour. The study by the TUC found teachers topped the list. And this year's London Marathon will have increased prize money for the winners of the wheelchair races, matching the sums able-bodied competitors get for the first time. The four successful athletes will each earn just over £43,000. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much,
Defay. Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's take a look at the weather for today. It did promise some sunshine, but where is it? Well, it does say there's going to be some sunshine coming through the rain, and 12 degrees, thundery showers and a fresh breeze. Very overcast in Brentwood at the moment.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
90s at 9.
Oh, that was the jingle for Mike. Sorry about that. Shall I play my... I think I should play my jingle, shouldn't I? And thanks to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance with The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You've got me for the next 3 hours here with Eat My Brunch. No guests today. I say looking at the list. I have done that before. Oh, I do have a guest. No, I don't have a guest. Don't have one. I have a guest tomorrow. I've got Steve Drew and Katie Harrison. They're coming in to talk about Strictly Air Ambulance. So it'll be talking about dancing and raising money for Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance. And that'll be tomorrow. Now, I've had a bit of a journey in today. I got in the car and then realised I had no petrol. And I kind of thought to myself, diesel. And I thought to myself, will I make it in? I thought, it's on the red. Don't do that. So, and then I got behind what can only be described as the slowest car in Brentwood. If you're driving a silver Kia, put your foot down. I was behind that car all the way from Upminster, basically. And it was going at 20 miles an hour. That's not the speed limit there. It's 30. And some sections are 40. 20 mile an hour. I was trying to keep away from the car in front. And they've come into the Brentwood Centre. I was like, oh God, speed up or don't bother driving. There we go. So, yes, I was late this morning. I would have been here maybe. Actually, I did a speed awareness course last year or the year before, because I did actually get caught in... not Brentwood, it's just up from Brentwood, I forgot where it is, but there's a speed camera on the hill, and I was it was 30 and I was doing about 33 and it clocked me, and I was like, and when you actually listen to the guy, and when he was talking, he was a really, really good instructor actually, but he's just said, you know, sometimes you're on the motorway, you've got 80 mile an hour, 85, he said, you think you're going to get there sort of like 10 minutes early, so it makes a difference of about a minute or something. He said it doesn't make that much difference. And then just about, you know, people stepping out in front of the car, and if you're doing 30 mile an hour, and, you know, some of the roads, you go, oh, that's a 40. And they went, no, anything that's a built-up area is 30. You don't realise, do you? Especially if you've got, I've got an automatic as well. So you have to be careful. With a manual car, you've got to really kind of, you know, a bit more effort, isn't it? Oh dear, I'm so sorry. I've got a little bit of a tiggly cough this morning. So I was shouting in the car to myself, not to anyone, nobody could see me. I was like, rah, 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 rah. I'm going to be late for work, rah, 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 all the way in. Which my mum would say, Michelle, don't get aerated. Don't get angry, you'll get high blood pressure. Also, last night, I didn't sleep. At 4:30, I was still awake. And I went to bed quite early, actually, and I was reading, and I was on my phone, and then on the tablet playing a game, and I just couldn't sleep last night. I was getting wound up because I couldn't sleep, and that obviously made it worse. But you know when you have one of those nights, and you're like, ugh. I watched a really good Netflix series over the last couple of days called The Undoing. That was very good, with Hugh Grant and Nicole Kidman. I really enjoyed that. I didn't. It came out, I think, in 2019, but it's very, very good. I enjoyed that, and that was it. I did a little bit of mooching around, tidying up, and trying to get things sorted out yesterday afternoon when I got home. And then I couldn't sleep last night. I've checked my teeth in the mirror of the car because I've got to go to the dentist because part of my tooth has fallen out of the back. I was like, you know when you put your tongue round and you kind of think, you're feeling your teeth, and I was like, where's the part of my tooth gone? Must have eaten it. But my teeth are in desperate need of work. You know, I got booted off the NHS because during COVID, like me and you probably didn't go to the dentist because you weren't allowed to go. So that was about 2.5 years ago. Or possibly 3 years ago, and they said, "Oh no, you didn't come for 2 years. Now we've kicked you off the books, but you can come back privately." I thought, "No way, no! I'll pay somebody else. I'm certainly not paying you." So there we go. So yeah, I don't know, I'm in a funny mood this morning. Well, funny, I'd say I'm in a, you know, don't know, got a mood on, possibly. You know, that'll be all right. I'm sure. Got some new music to play you. Rachel Brooks. Also, we've got some Paola Moreno as well. And Carlos Abril, who was my guest yesterday. The interview will be up online a little bit later. He was fabulous. Now, I'm really loving this track by Ariana Grande. It is called Yes, and I'm going to play it for you next. Question of the day is about a cruise. Have you been on a cruise? Everybody I know now is going on cruises. They've become very fashionable. And I want to know if you've gone on one, did you enjoy it? Or is that your worst nightmare, being trapped on a boat with 1,000 or 4,000 people? Let me know. You can get in contact, Eat My Brunch on Instagram, Eat My Brunch on Facebook. Drop me a message or drop me a voice note. I love voice notes. I love them.
takes me back home. Each day when I've had enough, it all becomes too much. You're the only one I need. You're my diamond in the rough. When I lose my way, you know what to say. When I lose my head, you're right there in my bed.
Second look, but I like the way you don't give a damn. You seem like someone I could pick a fight with and dance all night with. Maybe you like me the way I am. And even though you got bad tattoos and smell like booze, I'm into you. Got an attitude, baby, I'm in love. I said a little too much, I'm a little bit drunk. Feels like I know you so well. You could be everything that I've been missing. I'm coming out of my shell, and I never do that. How did you do that? It's like I've known you my whole life. So
I'm never that good in a crowded room. Mm-hmm. But everything stopped when I just saw you. You seem like someone I could be myself with, no defenses. Maybe you like me the way I am. Even though you talk way too fast, I can't stop looking at your eyes. Head's done every time you laugh. Baby, I'm in love.
I'll say a little too much, I'm a little bit drunk. Feels like I know you so well. You could be everything that I've been missing. I'm coming out of my shell, I never do that. How did you do that? It's like I've known you my whole life.
You could be everything to me.
I'm a little drunk, need a little love. Mm-hmm, yeah. Could be everything that I've been missing. I know you my whole.
like the way you don't give up.
Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
EV Charging Systems, your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6pm with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Thank you.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
I love that Drive promo. Joe can't breathe. I don't get to see Joe very often. Last time we saw each other was at Christmas, because obviously we don't swap over. I swap over with Mike and then also with Bob Simpson, Scott Ross. We got a new presenter coming. And also Patrick Shearing. I don't get a chance to say hi to Joe, but sometimes she pops in. She comes in and we have a little chat. West Ham mad, absolutely. Yeah, I said to her, if you live where we live, right, because I think we're kind of from the same, I'm originally from Seven Kings, I said, you have to support West Ham. I said, I never understood at school why there'd be people going, I support Liverpool and then Manchester United. It's like, no, you have to support your local team. that's what I think anyway. I'm probably wrong. Do you know what I brought in today? I haven't got a carrier bag. I've still got my duffel bag I bought from TikTok shop, actually. 20 quid, brilliant. I love it, and I haven't managed to break it yet. It's made of a nice plastic. Today I've got this for my little snack, and I brought it in a little one of those little snap lock things. I got it out of the freezer. Hopefully it'll be all right. And I did a bad thing this morning, because when I got the petrol, I did actually get myself a coffee, and do you know what, I got myself a cappuccino, and they didn't have any cocoa powder. What's that all about? See, it started off as a disastrous day with the Kia going at about 2 miles an hour, and then no cocoa powder. See what I mean? It's just it's one of those Thursdays. And now I've got to try and find a dentist in Brentwood, so I can go in and they can look at my teeth and then tell me that it's going to cost thousands of pounds to fix them. I think that's just with fillings and stuff. I think I might need a crown on the tooth that's broken. I hope not. I'm hoping they could do a filling, because I'm looking at the price and a crown is £800. I'm like, no, take it out. That's what happened with my other three teeth. You see, you know, your chewing teeth. When I was in Dublin, I had one of them taken out. And as a kid, I had two taken out. So I've only got one. I've got, like, obviously got teeth, but at the back, I've had a few teeth. There's one missing from each three kind of sides. And the one that is the one that's sort of crumbling away is because it's the one that I chew on. That's the one I chew on. I've also got a milk tooth, which has turned a really... I didn't notice. When I dropped the mirror down in the car, just look at my teeth, and they're horrible colour. I noticed that my little milk tooth, which is right at the front, which never left me. That's why I'm so childish. Has gone a really beautiful sort of fluorescent yellow, which is really attractive. but I didn't notice so much because my eyesight's not good. I noticed it now, though. Oh, dear. Nearly burnt me retinas. Here's Sia and Kylie Minogue with Dance Alone.
Late at night, you and I, post fight, it's my life. Last row, there's a door, I'm all for. I watch you walk away. It's just another day. Don't need you to stay. No. I am not afraid. I know I'll be okay. There's nothing you can say.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Standing on the platform, watching you go. It's like no other pain I've ever known.
My world is crying.
We have some new music. I think we should. That was Freya Riding Zoe, Lost Without You. Beautiful song. This is a local singer-songwriter, Paolo Moreno, also known as the Mighty Small. This is called The God of Small Things, and it's coming out in March.
I was thinking about sinking, just simply letting go. Pull down the shades, and if I had my way, abandon myself to the journey, let the destination go, and I pray to the God above the small things that I will not be alone, that I will not be alone. Where are you? Just existing, you set your mind to simple goals. If you could raise a smile wherever you go, you'll always have a place, you'll have a place to go. Where are you? Small things that I'll never be alone. Where are you now? Where have you gone? And I'll pray to the God of small things that I'll never be, never be alone. Gather around, share the sound, and gather around, I'm
was nodding my head to that one. That is Jermaine Jackson, brother of Michael Jackson. That was a track called Let's Get Serious. Just coming up to 10:36. Let's have a look at the events.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, if you fancy a good old laugh, on Friday the 1st of March, you've got the comedy night, Billericay Town FC, the New Lodge at Bluntswell Road, Billericay. Performances from the likes of Mike McLean, James Ellis, Prakash Jajanhan, hosted by Mad Adlington, and showing at 8 p.m, tickets £15, and you can find out more details on the website.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And that's Prakash Jajanhan. There we go. I managed to pronounce his name right. Yeah, I actually got... it is Mike McLean as well. And Mad Adlington. Yeah, I'm very difficult. Do you know, sometimes I've just got... Even when I'm just pronouncing... Well, you know, don't you? Because you listen to the show. I do have problems sometimes when I listen back. My... I don't know what it is, but I can hear that I might say hello. And it's like hello. Rather than going hello, I'm doing hello. It's like I slur sometimes. I don't mean to do it. I think it's because my gob goes quicker than my brain sometimes. It takes a while for my brain to catch up with my gob. Do you know what I mean? It's one of those things. Right. Oh, I've got a little bit of a tickly cough there. We should look at the traffic and travel as well, shouldn't we? Yeah.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Let's get this out of the way. Right, let's have a look at the roads. I travelled down the lanes this morning, so I didn't know if the M25 was busy, but it looks pretty clear. That's coming up from Lakeside right the way up to Brook Street roundabout and beyond up to the M11. No issues on the A1023 London Road. Temporary traffic signals due to construction. That's both ways at Spittle Lane. And on the A128, you've got temporary traffic signals due to telecoms work, and that's Brentwood Road, both ways near the church. Wilson's Corner looking quite busy in all directions, A128 and the Ongar Road as well. Heading on to the A12, that is absolutely fine. Heading up towards Chelmsford, still got the roadworks. They'll be ongoing for some time. 40 mile an hour speed restriction between junction 13 and 16. There might be some nighttime closures as well while they do the much needed repairs to that part of the A12. Let's go back to the 80s. Here is Lloyd Cole and the Commotions. Lost Weekend.
It took a past weekend in a hotel Amsterdam, a double pneumonia in a single room, and the sickest joke was the price of medicine. I'm laughing at me now. May I please laugh along with me? And this lonely heart pen, which she wrote me, you in love song, a tattoo palm, the palm she stole it from me when Jesus took my hand. You see, I wouldn't say it if I didn't mean it. Dropped it out of one piece of sense. drop the atom for the peace.
Today's guest is Carlos Abril, and this is his track with Amelia Rose called
Tonight,
Distance.
Cause I caught you, my, I know every time something happens in the sky. Be like tonight, cause I caught you, my, I know every lie. I whisper to you, don't know how we fall in the past, but I've been number.
A wonderful interview with Carlos Abril. I'm editing it, I will get it up online very, very soon, so you can listen to it from yesterday. Really interesting chat. Love chatting to musicians, as you know. But check him out, Carlos Abril, Amelia Rose, really doing some amazing music. Both independent musicians as well, not only singers, songwriters, and guitarists. They also produce their own music. Plus, they do all the rest of the stuff, all the admin stuff, which is the hard stuff, really. Just doing a song is the main thing. It's like if you write a book, that you've got your not anything like any business. You've got what you've got, and then you've got to get it out there for people to find out about. A great way for people to find out locally, though, is on local radio, and you can advertise on Phoenix FM on the community radio station. We listen to across Brentwood and a further afield as well. So it's always good to have local businesses on with us having a chat. So if you want to chat about your business, give us a call. You can give us a call 01277 203 032, or email radio@phoenixfm.com. Just coming up to 10:46, let's get some ads. Here we go. First off is Brentwood Golf Course.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
The team at St Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace, all in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello. Hello.
Buzzing.
Thanks.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
What?
Chop the breath away a little. Like Joe can't breathe for these bits.
Phoenix FM.
Here are the Xylophone Yacht Zombies with Hawaiian State Flag.
Hawaiian State Flag says something to me.
Hawaiian State Flag.
Hawaiian State Flag in the land of the free. Tucked way out the back.
Hawaiian State Flag.
local radio because it's radio and it's local.
Seen you lately, and that's okay. I know you're living life in your own way. And though it might be working out today, it might not be forever. And don't act like I've been saying something new. I've been saying it forever.
If I call you up in a minute, and even if you didn't hear it, would you hand me back when you see it?
It's okay.
So some days I spend a day in bed. Why am I wasting my time looking for the next high? If there's happiness here, what's the cost? And what's the point of these nights or these whiskeys on ice if I wake up a little more lost? I wake up a little.
nights, all these whiskeys all nice. If I wake up a little more lost.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.